In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Saint Anne, Mother of our Blessed Mother, be our grandmother. Come to our aid and keep us safe. Intercede for us when we hurt our mother by offending her son, your grandson. Protect us from evil and all who want to hurt us, and ask our mother, your daughter, to look graciously upon us. We ask you, our grandmother, to bring our sorrow to our Blessed Mother, so that she will take our offering as adequate satisfaction for having offended her son. Saint Anne, Mother of Mary, and our grandmother, we ask you to intercede for us to your daughter and your grandson as we cling to your apron, seeking protection from you. Today's Holy Moment. Intentional Disciple Prayer Part 1. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 260 says, "The ultimate end of the whole divine process is the entry of God's creatures into the perfect unity of the Blessed Trinity. The journey to a perfect unity begins on earth with our prayer. In prayer, we seek communion with God, and this means we must seek God where God is. Since the resurrection, the Lord is directly present in the hearts of believers, most essentially through the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. The access to this essential part of our communion with God comes through prayer." Father David Hassel is a Jewish Jesuit priest who offers 6 aspects of prayer which can be present at a time or realized singly or in multiples. Today we look at 3. In any prayer, one encounters a surprise at the reality of Christ. As one reads the gospel, they become aware in a cumulative way of the many facets of Christ's personality. In a new sense of mystery takes place, a growing feeling of companionship with Christ pervades not only the prayer time, but in a tentative way, one's routines. One's prayer becomes one's daily routines. The second is a surprise that is followed by a freshness of view in the gospel, where it opens up like an accordion to reveal what is implicit between the lines. You come away asking, "Why didn't I ever recognize this before that I now see in this gospel passage?" The third aspect, after surprise, a freshness of a new view, there comes a simplicity of style, wherein there are really no new revelations that you feel worthy of writing down or relating to a spiritual director. This type of prayer is not filled with heady insights and conclusions. Instead, attitudes, values, and convictions gradually begin growing in the way in which the daily events of your life develop them. These moments are what we have called holy moments. We are developing strong emotional involvement because Christ is becoming ever more real to us. Saint Anne, Mother of Mary and our grandmother, we ask you to intercede for us to your daughter and your grandson as we cling to your apron, seeking protection from you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.